Hello, lovely people, and welcome to my podcast, Gems with M. I am your host, Michelle O'Donnell, and today's topics will be about secrecy and privacy, being wealthy, gatekeeping anime and music, Black History Month, energy, knowing when not to intervene, gaining independency, and self-care. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the first topic. There's a big difference between secrecy and privacy. Secrecy is basically just keeping secrets and not really sharing any information. Privacy is more of you don't want your business being told or spread to anyone, meaning it's a private thing. There's no me, you, and three other people knowing my business. Just me. It's me being discreet with myself, not telling you anything. It's not being secretive, honestly. It's really just a private that some, my affairs are private. I don't need you in my business, basically what I'm saying. Okay, next topic is wealthy. Being wealthy is better than being rich and being famous, honestly. I always say this a lot. Being wealthy is better because wealth, your generations of family will have wealth. Your kids will have wealth. Your grandkids will have wealth. Excuse me. And not to cut this topic short or nothing, but Black people, we got to learn how to stick together when it comes to being wealthy. We'd rather shit on each other than be wealthy all together. We'd rather not work together but compete with each other for the wealth. And that's just ignorant when all our families can have wealth. Ignorance is bliss. But anyway, sorry that I have been gone, you guys. I know that I was supposed to binge drop some podcast episodes for you all after Christmas, and I dropped one for New Year's, but I had a death recently in my family. My little cousin got killed, and we just had to bury him like a week ago. And I also was going on a trip to Kansas, so I had a lot going on for the time being. So it's been a lack of everything, and I also just started a new job, so therefore it's been a lot really going on. I haven't filled all of y'all in, but you know, I'll fill y'all in on later episodes on what else I got planned and cooking up. But anyway, the third topic that's never talked about enough: gatekeeping. What I mean by gatekeeping, you're acting like you're the sole guardian over anime, music, celebrities, whatever it is. No one needs you to do that. No one told you you're God. No one told you you're inferior. You're not a god of anime, music, or none of that. Please stop telling people what the fuck they can watch, who the hell they can listen to, or who the hell they can follow. You're not their parent. You're not their guardian. You're not nothing to the anime or music or none of that. You're not getting paid for the shit. So stop being a fucking gatekeeper. For dweebs like me, you know what a fucking gatekeeper is. A motherfucker that thinks, oh, you know, I'm the guardian over anime, music, celebrities, and other things. We didn't ask you for your two cents, and we didn't ask you for your fucking opinion. If I want to watch this, I'm going to watch this today. You're not a gatekeeper. Stay in your fucking lane. That's the problem right there. And happy Black History Month to everybody across the world, to all Black excellence, Black girl magic. Just know, one thing I want to say about Black History Month, 28 days in a month, but Black history is every month for me. It's every month. Never forget your history. Always do your research. But I will say this, we need to celebrate it more, you guys. It's not celebrated enough. We celebrate it with 1 month and then poof, that's it. I know Juneteenth is coming up, but I feel like it's short. Everything seems like it's short. Happy Black History Month. I am proud to be Black 365, 24/7. Black is beautiful. Black is bold. Black is strong. Black is educated. Black is knowledgeable. Never let nobody downplay your melon skin. Never let nobody tell you you're not worth nothing. Never let nobody tell you what your strength and how strong you are. Be Black. Be beautiful. Be you. Be melanated. I'm not going to stay on the topic long because I'll be here being the Afro queen real quick. But anyway, next topic, energy. If people are not giving you the energy that you need to push forward, to keep your strength going, then you need to remove them. There's a such thing as bad energy and negative energy. You know what negative energy is. I don't have to spell it out for y'all. Y'all know when a motherfucker's being negative all the time and the energy is off. For instance, you have a conversation with a person and the first thing they do is, oh yeah, or the conversation go dry, cut it off. Stop. They may have something going on. I'm not going to make no excuse for them because excuse is like an asshole. Everyone has one. But if the energy is off, you have every right to stop fucking talking to them if you want to. Protect your peace and your energy. Don't be out here feeling bad because you stopped talking to a friend that you've probably known for years. All because for the past couple months, they've been egging you with no real explanation. Nobody owes you nothing in this world, but at the same time, you have the right to protect your fucking energy. Energy is beautiful, and that's a terrible thing, like time to waste. I'm not wasting my energy arguing with motherfuckers that have no clarity in my life, that are not benefiting me, but also not pushing to motivate me like I'm pushing to motivate them. If I'm always pouring energy into you and not pouring into myself, then what do I have in the end? Lack of energy, lack of knowledge, and lack of just caring for myself. That's not right. Give the energy that you want to give into you in return. I will say that. And I'm going to leave that part on that note. All right, the next topic is knowing when to not intervene. Let me just go ahead and be honest with y'all. If this is going to sound like gossip, but let me be honest with y'all, because y'all need a reality check real quick. If it's not pertaining to you, whatever your government name is, whoever you are, listen across the world, if it ain't got shit to do with you, stay the fuck out of it. Stop intervening in other people's business, whether it's a drowned relationship, somebody going through a divorce, a friendship going bad, somebody's family member got killed. Stay the fuck out of it. It has nothing to do with you. You're not getting paid for that. Second of all, this ain't Judgment Day and you're not God. I say that a lot because I'm a religious woman, but I'm not crazy. I'm not blind. Please stay out of other folks' business. Know when to intervene when not. Now, defending your family name and defending yourself, cool. By any means, protect your own. I'm not saying don't protect your family, yourself, your image, your brand, or whoever you are. Not to protect your significant other or your kids and the like. Do that to the fullest. That's a nonstop job. You're going to always do that. But knowing what to intervene, meaning somebody talks like, hey, man, I heard about so-and-so. Hey, cut that shit short. I don't want to talk about that. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Because what they eat don't make me shit, and that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's not my fucking business. I don't need to know every Tom, Dick, and Harry business out here. That's the problem with people. Y'all don't know how to turn shit off. Turn it off. Change the channel. That's what you need to do. Just change the channel. All right, gain the independency. What I mean by gaining independency, be you. Push. Never let no one make you feel like you're dependent on them. Whether it's getting a job, whether it's starting a career path, whether it's going back to school to better yourself, whether it's getting a trade at wherever you're at, whether it's getting that new salary, whether it's whatever makes you, be you, baby. Gain your independence. Create your own image of yourself. Never try to walk the path of someone else's image. Everyone has their own image and everyone else is independent. Be independent enough to know that you don't have to follow the leader. Be independent enough to know that you can make your own money. You're not in competition with nobody. You can still be happy in a relationship or be single, but be independent. Know your worth is what I'm saying. Know what you bring to the table. So you never have to question yourself or let your partner have to question you saying, hey, what do you bring to the table? Well, I am the table. I bring this. I bring that. You know, it's a whole layout. It's a whole meal. It's a whole meal deal. Like, I bring everything. There's no half-stepping with me. I'm a big stepper. Like, there's nothing about me that I'm lacking in. I'm always improving. But I could be here all night telling y'all about improving and whatnot. I'm not going to do that. All right. Next topic is self-care. If you don't care for yourself, who's going to care for you? I want you to take 5 seconds, like 5 minutes, and ask yourself that. If I don't care for myself, who will? Self-care is about not just grooming and keeping your image up. It's everything. It's a whole umbrella. Your mental, your physical, your spiritual, your emotional. It's everything under that umbrella. It's a big-ass umbrella. Self-care is not just taking a day to read a book. No, it's whether you're taking a walk in the park, listening to some music, binge watching your favorite shows, taking a hot bubble bath with a bath bomb, doing your hair, getting your nails done, your toes did, going to the spa. You know, just that time to interact and connect with you. Self-care is beautiful. Self-care is resilient, honestly. It's the most beautiful thing that you can do for yourself, man or woman. This is for anybody. Take time to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of you, no one else will. I don't care what nobody in this world tell you. Take care of yourself first. Put you first. Put God first as well, but put you first. Self-care is mandatory. No one should have to tell you that it's mandatory, but it is mandatory to do. I don't give a damn if it's just a couple of hours out of the day. I don't care if you're going for a walk or walking your dog or you listen to music sitting in the car for about an hour. I don't care if you're relaxing, listening to R&B music or old school goodies or something. Like, take that time for yourself. Self-care should be the number one priority on your list, whether it's the weekend or weekday. It doesn't have to be a specific day of the week, but you can make you a schedule to take time to take care of yourself. And don't think I will be gone for long, you guys, because I will be coming back in the next few days with another episode for you beautiful guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for streaming these episodes. Gems with M is on every platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, of course. It is on Anchor, and it's on other streaming platforms. It's so many, I can't really name off the top of my head. But thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry, this episode probably short. I'm only like 3 minutes short from my usual. So just stay tuned, and peace be with you guys, and stay melanated. Peace.